Hey guys, welcome to the Sexy Time Podcast. It's me, Ava.
And me, Belle. And today we have somebody who's going to talk to us about contraception. This has been a hot topic because a lot of our listeners have been clamoring for us to have it on the podcast. And we wanted to make sure that we found the right person to discuss all things contraception.
And today we have our cousin, Billy Puyat Murga. Okay, Bill, can you tell our audience what it is that you do?
So I'm a health communicator and I work on a family planning project here in the Philippines. So our project is funded by USAID or United States Agency for International Development. And what we do is we try and encourage more people in the Philippines to use contraception to plan their families, whether you want to have kids now or later or not anymore.
How appropriate that we film this episode the week after I give birth. I love it.
Yeah. It's so important to now start thinking about that as well.
Now lang, after I gave birth na.
Yeah, kasi do you want to have a kid na rin right after?
Actually, there's so many things to think about. And I'm like, there's so many things that I went through in this journey that I didn't know. And had I known this from the very beginning, there's so many things I would have changed, right?
Yeah.
As a condom?
From the very beginning.
Yeah, like for me also, as a new mom, I realized na it's so important to think about when you want to have a kid. Like, because it's not a joke. Like to carry, yeah. Like as a woman, to carry your baby for 9+ months and then raise a kid. Like that's a huge responsibility. Now, I feel that it's so important to be physically, mentally, emotionally ready for that. And unfortunately,
the joke's on us.
Yeah. And unfortunately, some people aren't. They aren't prepared. And parang bigla na lang mabubuntis sila. Whoops.
Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned you're funded by the U.S. because this is an initiative that they're really, you know, kind of in the forefront of here in the Philippines, in our country.
Why is that? Well, I mean, why is it
that? Yeah, why is that?
Well, USAID, it's a donor and they do help multiple sectors in the Philippines. And one of them is health. Okay. I work very closely with the Department of Health and the Commission on Population, PopCom. So we provide technical assistance and technical support because it is a priority of the Philippines. So we're helping them do better, yeah.
Question, are we overpopulated, the Philippines?
Actually, our population is, or at least our birth rate, is declined over the past few years.
Really?
Yeah, I think it could be the pandemic effect.
Really? Yeah. I feel like there are a lot of pandemic baby.
Nung 2020. Oh my God. And then medyo nag-slow down.
So wait, so we are overpopulated, but it's slowing down.
I wouldn't know really how to say if we're overpopulated. We're looking at how many births in a year or something, but parang I don't want to... For me, it's not focusing on like... Because we're not telling people don't have kids. You know what I mean? Okay. Like that's not the point of using contraception. It's not to control the population.
But I get the point that you're trying to drive to. Na parang you're not trying to control the population growing so much. It's more of trying to get people to be in the right state of mind or prepared for when they're going to have this.
Yeah, because I think that's important. You always have to look at it in terms of the family, in terms of the couple or in terms of the woman. And how ready are you to have a kid?
All right, let's get down to the basics. Since this is an episode about contraceptives, can you explain to us what exactly is contraception?
Okay, so contraception are things that you can take, things that you can do for you not to get pregnant.
Okay, so
as a woman.
Plain and simple.
As a woman. Yeah, just it's really that. It's because there are different kinds of contraception. And you take contraception, you use contraception so that you don't get pregnant. Your partner doesn't get pregnant.
What are the types of contraception that we should know of or that we don't know of? Because I know there are different types already now.
What are the contraceptives that you know? Sige, we can start there.
Okay, condoms.
condoms and birth control.
No, I know pills. One more. Oh, birth control pills. So Ava,
No, what is the condom for a woman? It's a
diaphragm.
Diaphragm.
Yeah. Tama. Sorry. Diaphragm is what I was referring to. Yeah. I don't even know what a diaphragm looks like.
They don't sell it here. We don't use it.
Why?
I don't know. Siguro walang market. Yeah. So when there are different types of contraception, and you can look at it in two different ways. So one is a hormonal and non-hormonal.
Okay.
Another way you can look at it is short acting, long acting, and permanent.
Okay.
So when you say short acting, I guess we can start with hormonal. So when you say it's a hormonal contraceptive, that means it has hormones. Like, but it's very, 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 very little lang. I think people feel na it's a lot, and that's why they're scared of hormonal contraceptives and the side effects. But it's very, very, very little. So the hormones in the...
Kulang ng isang very.
Very, very. The hormones in the contraception...
Joke was also delayed.
Ano, can be either a form of estrogen or progesterone. And those are the hormones that our body produces for ovulation and menstruation. Yes. Right.
Correct.
And then
testosterone is what the male produces. So we don't get any of those hormones, right?
No, we have a little.
Yeah.
Okay. Like
from the X
women.
Chromosome.
Oh.
Tama ba?
Wow.
Hindi yata.
No, I did. I studied biogenetics.
Oh, okay, diba? You took pre-med.
Yeah.
But wait, I want to ask you, Bill. So you mean the hormonal contraceptive is what you buy over the counter in pharmacies? Like,
that's one type. The pills. I think you're talking about pills.
Yeah, exactly. Right? What else? What other types of hormonal contraceptives are there?
So I'll combine. So the pill is a short-acting hormonal contraceptive, meaning you have to take it every day at the same time for it to be effective.
Okay. Well, I know that because when I was taking it, it would alarm on my phone. Now you have to take it. And if you miss it at that time, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to get pregnant.
Or if someone caught your alarm and they're like, oy, birth control pill mo na, take it.
But that's a good tip ha, for people. Just set a reminder on your phone. It's there naman all the time, di ba? Yeah. So other hormonal contraception that we have available here in the Philippines is injectable. Have you heard of that?
No.
So it's an injection
that people
take. No,
I've never heard of that.
So it's also short acting, but you don't take it daily. You get your shot every 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
And so that's for people na kind of parang hindi pa fully makakommit sa, let's say, sa contraception. But it works for them. So they get an injection and then that's a hormone.
Is that like, is that liquid that's injected into your body?
Like it's just like a regular injection.
Okay. All right.
Who gives you that injection? Is it your OB-GYN?
Could be, or any health worker, anyone that can administer an injection can give it to you.
Where do people find that? They go to the hospital and be like, hi, I want to get an injection.
You can talk to your OB about it. You can get it for government, they get it in health centers, or there are family planning clinics with free contraception that you can get it from as well.
That's awesome.
So yeah, so that's one option for a person. Another na short acting is, well, a condom. You guys know that. I mean, it's short acting in the sense na use it once, then it's good na.
Disposable.
Yeah, but condoms are unique because they're the only contraception that prevents STIs as well. And HIV.
So that's dual purpose.
Mm-hmm. So that's for some people that, let's say they have multiple partners, as a woman, you can take your contraception, whatever you want. And then you have the guy also use a condom. Para sure.
You know
so
what?
Parang dual ka.
Yes, dual protection. Yun na lang.
Or for like some of my friends na sobrang praning, ayaw mabuntis, they do both.
Yeah.
They have their boyfriend wear and then sila rin meron. No?
Because you know what? I also have friends that, you know, they've been in a relationship for a long time. So she's on the pill, but he's not protected. And then he can transmit a disease or not to her. And it doesn't stay
if
active.
If he has multiple partners.
Correct. Or if,
he acquired it before. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If he had. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that. And then another method is, or long acting na, it's the implant. Have you guys heard of the implant?
The IUD.
No, that's different.
Different. Okay.
So the implant is like a...
Why do you say it's long acting?
It's long acting. So because it's good for 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
So it's this matchstick sized plastic tube that they put in your arm here under the skin lung.
In the upper arm.
On the upper arm. And then it releases hormones like very, very little every day. And then that's like your protection. So parang instead of taking your pill every day, you have one in your arm that will release the hormones. Oh. So it's good for 3 to 5 years depending on the brand.
That's different from the IUD. How is it different?
Yes.
The IUD is also a pin you put in.
Yes. So the IUD, it means intrauterine device, meaning they put it in your uterus.
Okay.
So,
does that hurt?
Parang masakit. Device.
Yeah. I know a couple of people who've had it.
To be honest, masakit yung insertion. I've tried it.
Okay.
I've had one. So, there are two types also of
but tolerable.
IUDs.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One is a hormonal, so it releases hormones. And then the second one is copper, so it's non-hormonal.
Okay.
And then those are good for 10 years.
Why would you choose one over the other? I mean, what's the benefit?
Preference. Honestly, at the end of the day for contraception, it's about your personal preference. Or yung tinatawag dito, hiyang. Saan ka hiyang?
Yeah. Okay, so recap on contraception. Yeah. Abs, go. Ako, okay. Condom.
Wait, okay, and you have to say,
you have name all your...
At saka you have to say what category it falls under. Okay,
I'm
go.
I'm not yet even done.
I'm not yet
even three more.
Okay, go. I want to know.
So, another type of contraception is called fertility awareness method. This one naman, it's you are able to prevent pregnancy because you're aware. You know when your body is fertile.
Okay.
So, this one lang naman is just checking your signs. So, if your temperature, let's say your temperature spikes, kasi if you check your temperature every day, you'll know when you're ovulating. Or another way that you can do is just look at the calendar. If you have a regular cycle and you look at them, parang you just base it 15 days after your period, avoid that week.
Like 15 days after the first day of your last period, you mean?
Yeah.
So not the last day of your period. It's 15.
No, the first day.
Wait, we're talking about when we're ovulating, right? So that's...
Yes.
You get your period today.
And then, for some people who have a normal cycle, like a 30-day cycle, it's usually the fifth, between the 10 to 15 days that they're ovulating. And that means if you're ovulating, you're fertile.
You can also tell by the discharge you have.
Yes. That's another, another method.
Okay.
All of those are so difficult though. Like, I get what you
alam
mean.
Alam mo, then. Condom na lang kayo and birth control pill. Yun yung pinakamadali.
Yeah, you know, for me, ano, they call it natural family planning. But for me, it feels so unnatural. Kasi that's actually your body's way of telling you na go and have sex and go and, you know, procreate. Pero you're supposed to avoid those times when
so
your body
going against-
is like...
You're going to
really
it's
really controversial, guys, because there are a lot of people who will actually follow family planning and a lot of friends that I know.
Ava, remember you had a math teacher or our math tutor who was saying she practices the withdrawal method? And I remember when she mentioned that to us, I'm like, is that a form of contraception?
No.
Wait, mind you, I was like, I was 9 years old or something, 9 or 10.
And well, you should have said that.
No, because you know me growing up, I like prying on things. And she's my Muslim math teacher. And I'm like, would you have sex with your husband? And she's like,
oh, you asked that?
And then she was like, yes, but we do the withdrawal. We do the withdrawal method.
No, please. Dear listeners, I would not recommend the withdrawal.
Hey, so many people do that.
What's wrong with the withdrawal method?
Okay, first of all, it's unsafe. You can get pregnant from pre-cum. And second, girl, do you really want to rely on your boy to pull out? Like, you're going to risk getting pregnant? Yeah. It's you're going to risk getting pregnant. Because like, oh, don't worry, I'm going to pull
out. That's a good point. But you know what? I have to tell you, growing up, everyone's like, I do the withdrawal method. Like it doesn't need, like an actual thing.
Yeah, it
cheats on everyone mo ava.
Okay.
If you actually see statistics, withdrawal is one of the most used ways to prevent getting pregnant. But I have a friend, they got pregnant because he used the withdrawal method. It's successful until it isn't. If you really want your guy to pull out or you want to use the withdrawal method, I'd say use contraception yourself. It's always good to protect yourself.
You mean as a woman, you should take charge and...
Or even as a guy. I think a man or woman, right?
Yeah, as a woman, no, take
because
control.
A guy can't take pills.
Yeah.
Condoms.
Yeah, condoms. So like, yeah, as a woman, take control and protect yourself.
I just remember this story that Martin was sharing with us about Drake and the singer Drake and how he was sued by someone he slept with because after they slept together, she went to the bathroom, took his condom and tried to put his sperm inside her. But she didn't know that he had actually put hot sauce inside the condom. And that's what he does after he sleeps with women so that they can't get themselves pregnant. So she was screaming inside the bathroom and then found out that he had put a hot sauce inside to kill the sperm. But also, it's like she sued him. She's the one who took his condom. Tapos siya pa yung nagsue. So, isn't that insane?
Oh my
that's crazy.
Gosh. Can you do that? Can you get pregnant from sperm in the condom and a woman takes it?
Well, that's one of the things in... Also, when you withdraw... Well, pull out. You have to pull out far from the opening, the vagina.
No. But if a guy is wearing a condom... Okay, and then he comes inside the condom. Can the woman sneakily take that sperm and
technically,
Oh my God, how would you even? I can't imagine her parang legs up in the air.
Yeah. I'm seeing you do it. If only we had video. You guys have to see my sister.
Putting her legs up and stuffing a used condom.
Parang ice candy. You know when you're trying to get the last part.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But I will tell you this. What Billy was saying that don't trust the guy with your like kind of future is true because I did hear there was this girl, one of my friends, she had a one night stand and then she found out that in the middle of them kind of doing it, he took out the condom and it's called stealthing. So guys have this term called
stealthing. There's a term for it?
Yeah. And they do it while you're having sex because, you're in the moment, whatever. Yeah. And so you're changing position when the girl's not looking, you're kissing her back. Boom, he takes out the condom. And not all the time, I guess, women feel it, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So worried and she was so scared about it. And, I'm just going to say this, obviously I'm keeping her identity quiet. But she went to the hospital after and she was a minor. So they're like, sorry, you're a minor. You can't get tested for any of these things. Yeah. She just wanted to check if she was safe, And they were like, you have to go to have a police report. After that, she had a police report done. And then they were like, sorry, the thing didn't happen in this city. So you have to go to the city.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Are you joking?
You just imagine, that already happened to you. You want to go to the hospital to get tested. They won't test you. You went to the police. They won't accept you in this station. You have to go to the station that the crime happened. It's just like this poor teen, was crying and called her parents. And thank God their parents were so, receptive and were able, they just helped her. No questions asked. But
because here in the Philippines, Belle, if you're a minor, you need parental consent to get any contraceptives. That's in the law. So we do have the reproductive health law. And that means that people can access contraceptives for free in government centers. It's also covered by PhilHealth, like getting an implant or an IUD. It depends on what's available in your barangay. But technically, you can get contraceptives for free. But if you are a minor, you need parental consent.
I know that men or women can get vasectomies or what's the version for women?
Ligations
for free in their barangay, right? So that's something that people
like. Also, pills. You can get condoms. You can get
if you're implant. What's the age of
So legal age 18.
Legal age to have sex in the Philippines is 18.
No, 16.
16.
Yeah, they changed it.
I'm confused because
no, you can have sex.
That the consent was now first changed from 12 years old to 16. So yes. Now you can consent to sex. But if you're 16, you can't get access to healthcare, to reproductive health.
That's crazy, no? So like, so you can have sex, your age of consent is 16, but you're, to get contraceptives, you it's need 18. To be 18 or you get parental consent.
That just doesn't even make sense. And it annoys me. I hate that.
It does.
You know, that's also one thing that we learned here, the podcast. Like when people always push for abstinence, rather than just, you know, reality check. People, if this is happening, make it accessible to 16-year-olds because otherwise they're just going to get pregnant out of wedlock.
So with our project, we do work with teens. We work on providing them accurate sexual and reproductive health information. Because sometimes they just need information. And we heard it a lot when we did some research and talked to some people, is that parang some parents and teachers, adults in general, are afraid that if you give people sexual and reproductive health information, that they're going to go and do and have sex right away.
I hate that mentality.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But then the thing is, some people are just curious and they will look for information. So that's what we're trying to do with our project.
I love that, Bill, because something that we learned, my sister and I learned from, and we mentioned this in another episode, was that people, the people that we've spoken to who have had the sex education growing up, have actually, how they turned out was they're more conscious about the decision of engaging in safe sex rather than people here in the Philippines who have no knowledge whatsoever because they're shunned from this knowledge. And instead, they just go in not knowing what they're going to do and just they figure out after, right? So I think you guys educating people really give them the power of informed decisions and learning how to do it, to make those decisions on their own.
And it's not just for teens, huh? We also have a campaign. It's called It's Okay to Delay. It's for sexually active young people are either newly married or unmarried because they're not seen as people that are sexually active who can use contraceptives. Usually, what we found in our research is that people get in the Philippines are introduced, Filipinos are introduced to contraceptives when they already have multiple children. Not when they want to prevent the first birth or something.
It's late, guys.
Yeah. And like, but I don't know if you guys heard it, but ako, like, when I was newly married, the first question was like, oh, when are you going to have kids? Like, why can't you wait? Why can't you?
It's so common.
Yeah, diba? It's always asking that question. So
it's may masabi lang.
Oh, it's always that tita. So we want to encourage this environment of parang just talking about it and being okay na if you don't want to have kids yet, it's fine and you can do something about it. Maybe you want to achieve other things in life first. You want to focus on your career. You want to travel with your partner, get to know them. And it's fine.
Yeah.
You just don't talk about it.
If you don't want
tomorrow.
Kids, that's fine too.
Yes. And if you don't want kids, it's fine as well.
A lot of my friends are coming out to saying like, you know, you getting pregnant just reassures me that I don't want kids. I'm like, wow, thanks. Huh?
So Bill, can you tell us the effectivity rate of each contraceptive? Like how effective are pills, for example?
When you're thinking about what contraceptive to get, I think it's always important first is that you talk to your doctor, right?
Okay.
You have that conversation with them. But if you just want to read up and look at the different contraceptives.
Well, people always say talk to your doctor. But, you know, growing up, I didn't always have a doctor. And I know a lot of people who don't have OB-GYNs to go to. Who is someone they can consult with about these things?
Yeah, well, that's the thing here in the Philippines. No, we don't have yet a doctor that's a primary care physician or a doctor that we can go see. So if you are interested in contraceptives, one, you can go to your barangay. You can go to your barangay health center, to your barangay clinic and ask them. There should be someone trained there to speak to you about your contraceptive options. And if it's available there, then you can get it. Other options that you can call PopCom. They have a hotline that you can call and consult.
Okay.
You can also go through all these telehealth services. So there are so many apps now with doctors. And then you can ask them. And there are some apps and some websites actually that are specific for contraceptives. So you can talk to a doctor. And then if you are prescribed pills, you can go and have your pills delivered to your house with like discreet shipping. So other options that you can go are mga NGOs.
Okay.
There are NGOs like Likhaan, Family Planning Organization of the Philippines, FPOP, that have standalone clinics that you can go to, consult, and get contraceptives there.
Okay. For all our listeners, you guys heard that.
Wait, sorry. You're talking about contraceptive pills or just any kind?
Any contraceptive. So when we talk about contraceptives, as I mentioned, there are like 9 different contraceptives that you can have. We usually call it family planning methods. So yeah, you can get that in any of the places that I mentioned.
Got it. Okay. Why don't we break it down then? So like specifically pills, what else do we have?
You're familiar with, no?
Yeah.
So you can think about it according to what is, I guess, most convenient for you. So if you think that you wanna use contraception as it happens when you have sex, then that's what condoms, you can use condoms, or you can do the fertility awareness method, which is like the calendar or tracking your ovulation. So that's one. If you want to take something every day, that's what the pills are for. So majority of the people here in the Philippines use pills. And I think that's what you guys are most familiar with.
Yeah. But I do have a lot of friends that don't like it because they say it makes them fat. And I'm like, so that's the reason I gain weight?
Well, there are a lot of different effects of birth control pills. One of them could be weight gain.
Mine.
My birth control pill cleared my acne. I freaking love
it. Yeah, same.
What was yours, Av?
Same. It cleared my acne. In fact, when I got pregnant, my first trimester, I was like, oh my God, my skin is so bad. Like it was really, really bad.
Yeah. Until it came back. I was taking Yaz and then I switched to Mercilon.
I just copied my sister, honestly. Like, I'm like, okay, whatever you do, I'll probably do that.
Yeah. Well, there are different pill brands. There are different. Ako, now I'm taking Cerazette because I'm breastfeeding now. So there are two kinds of pills kasi. So combined oral contraceptives, which is what usually people take. And then one is progestin only. So progestin only pills are pop. Those are good for breastfeeding women. So you can take it as soon as you give birth.
Cool.
Because you can get pregnant while breastfeeding, right? It's a myth
that
you can't get pregnant while breastfeeding.
Well, okay, that's another actually method that I missed kanina. It's called lactational amenorrhea method or LAM. So you can be protected from getting pregnant if you are exclusively breastfeeding. Pero the thing is, there are 3 criteria that needs to be followed. One, you need to be exclusively breastfeeding. That means no water for the baby, no solid foods.
Huh? How do they know? How would they know?
Because that's your body. Because it's your body's way of... Because your body knows na, okay, wag ka muna magka-anak kasi you need to feed your newborn child.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
Parang it's your body's way of reacting. So you have to be exclusively breastfeeding. And that's no formula, no other things. The second is you shouldn't have your menstruation yet. And the third is your baby shouldn't be older than 6 months.
Oh my God. Okay. So that's very specific.
Yeah, it's very specific. So people think, hindi, they're breastfeeding, hindi ka mabubuntis. But no, it's very specific. And if one of those criteria is out or parang X na yon, you could get pregnant.
Got it. Okay.
What we do suggest is if you want to make sure that you don't get pregnant, use another contraceptive. Like, let's say pills is safe. The progestin-only pills is safe for breastfeeding moms. The implant is safe for moms as well.
Okay.
So, yeah. And condoms, of course.
And condoms, okay.
Yeah. And then if you want something more parang long-term, so you have injectables that take it every 2 to 3 months, pero baka hassle yun because you have to go to your provider and magpa-injection ka.
Yeah.
If you really don't want to, if you want to put it in and forget about it, that's the implant.
The IUD, my friend had one. It's in her arm, the implant.
IUD is different.
You put it inside your vagina.
No, it's in the uterus.
Uterus, okay. How do they do that?
You have to go... it will be inserted by a trained professional.
Oh.
There's also one that I found, a newest contraception thing that just came out there that I saw online. Female condoms.
Yeah, what they have that? That in they
a
have
menstrual cup.
Pero that's in another country. I don't know if I don't think they have it.
I don't think it's here yet. But that's kind of crazy. Female condoms.
You put it inside and it blocks the sperm from entering.
Exactly.
It's a barrier method.
Wait, I wonder if it also kind of, you know how they say condoms, like you don't feel it as much. That's why they have those ultra thin ones. I wonder if that's the same for female condoms, right? I'll let you know when I try it.
Ano rin pala, parang copper IUD is good for breastfeeding moms. So actually, what you can do then is, diba, so you gave birth. Tapos, before they like stitch you up or something, they can put an IUD in and then done kinda.
Oh, so that's a thing. Okay.
Yeah. And it's covered by PhilHealth, if I'm not mistaken. So it's free.
Okay.
Oh, nice. So there are contraceptives out there that our government covers.
All are covered.
Oh, yay! Yeah. I did not know that.
It depends na lang what's available.
If I
want to
go get pills, where do I go? If I want to go get me a box of Mercilon or Yaz or Yasmin.
Well, if it's in the government, you can't choose your brand. It has just to be available.
No brand. Whatever.
Whatever is there.
Choosy.
And then when you take the pill, diba, it has to be the same time every day.
Yeah.
So alarm your phone because it's important as a girl. For those teens listening out there who want to know how to take the pill.
Yeah.
First of all, you get a box of, you take 21, and then it's a cycle that you take every day. So for example, with me, I would always take it at night because I knew that, let's say at 10 p.m., I would be in bed, you know, with a book or with my phone. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I had a glass of water there. Rather than in the morning, sometimes I don't know if I wake up 6 a.m., if I have football training, or at 8 a.m., if I came from a party, diba? So parang at night. Okay, for sure, I'm always up at 9 p.m. So why is it important to take it at the same time?
Because pills have hormones. So the way it works is it modifies the hormones in your body. So it is, so it's very little lang kasi. So it's only good for that day.
Yeah.
So that's why you have to take it regularly. And at the same time, para your body gets into a rhythm.
And at the same time, one of the negative effects of pills is dryness in the vagina, right? So something
Not everyone. So there are some, parang people experience different things depending on what they use. And it's not just for pills. It's mostly for the contraceptives that have hormones. So because you are introducing very, very small trace amounts of hormones into your body, but your body is adjusting. Because that's what contraceptive is. It kind of hormonal contraceptives are. It modifies, it changes your hormones so that you don't ovulate.
Okay.
That's why you don't get pregnant.
Yeah.
Because there's no egg.
For also the women out there who are looking to find the right pill, for me, it was really trial and error. There are some pills that make you crazy, but there's some pills that act great, like we said, you know, cleared your skin and made you feel it was compatible, kumbaga.
Yeah.
So there's no one way to find out which is your pill.
Yeah. And sometimes what works for, let's say, your friend doesn't work for you, but you try it. I'd also, let's say, with any of the hormonal contraceptives, it's very important to give it time for your body to adjust to it. So, mga 3 months siguro is a good time. So yes, you could experience dryness, maybe a bit of bloating, changes in your period. But these are temporary and these are normal.
Yeah.
But if it is a discomfort na, parang you feel that it's just not the same, it's not normal, then that's when you should go back to your doctor, go back to whoever prescribed you those contraceptives and have a conversation. And baka nga, you have to try something different. Sadly, that's the reality of for women. It's really trial and error.
You know what we don't have? The morning after pill, right? We can't get that here locally.
You know what? I have friends who took like 5 or 10 birth control pills and we're like, okay, bahala na.
Yeah.
I bought Plan B in the States. I bought like 3 boxes just to have it at home. And mm-hmm. you'll be surprised the amount of friends that have come running to me. I'm like, I should make this a business.
Wait, can you buy that over the counter ba?
It's mahal din ah, Plan B.
It's not cheap. Plan B is $60. I won't forget.
Mahal. Like, super mahal. God.
$180 for this. Tapos I didn't use it. So all my friends nakikihingi buisit.
I know there are people that are lobbying to get it authorized here in the Philippines. But I mean, just use, take pills, get an implant, get an IUD if you know. Para wala na yung stress. I don't know about you guys, but like, isn't that so stressful if you are sexually active and you aren't protecting yourself or your partner? And then every time, every month, you were waiting for your period to come?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Parang if you just miss it by a day, sobra yung stress mo, grabe yung pregnancy scare. Like for couples, I've had multiple ones, like, my friends every time parang wait lang nako not sure, like you hear it so often and grabe yung stress na yun just to go through that. And I was also just talking to my friend and she was saying that sometimes she feels she can't enjoy sex because she's thinking about whether or not she's gonna get pregnant.
Oh,
yung ganun yung fear. I know it's different for everyone, but
that's a real concern though. I mean, when your mind's elsewhere.
Yeah. Because it's so scary to, I think, just go through that, that parang pregnancy scare experience.
Yeah, take your future into your own hands.
Yeah.
All right, Bill, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast and talking to us a little bit about contraception. I know there's so much more to unpack and I feel like a lot of our listeners will learn so much from this. And I think my takeaway for this is kind of figure out which contraception works best for you. And you're not going to know until you try it, right? What about you, Belle?
My key takeaway is definitely take matters into your own hands and just be in charge of your own body, right? If you want to be sexually active, there's nothing wrong with that. But you don't want to get to that point at the start or end of the month or when you're waiting for your period and you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Especially if it's somebody by you don't know. Imagine having to call him and being like, hey, I'm pregnant with your kid. What's your last name?
Oh my God. That is such a, like, that having to imagine that is insane. And that happens a lot, right?
You know, it happens. And in the end, they make it work and it's such a big blessing. But just for as somebody who can kind of prevent that and protect yourself, because it's not only from pregnancy, huh? I have a friend, she messaged me, she said, I wish we had your podcast when we were in high school because I have undiagnosed chlamydia. It's parang called CLAP. And she said, it's affected me and my marriage because for 2 years we were trying to get pregnant. We couldn't. And then when we finally took a look, she said, in pap smears, you can't diagnose STDs. She found out because they did several STD tests and they found out she had chlamydia and it kind of tore or did had lacerations in her uterus, which was preventing her from getting pregnant. And it was just like, what? And this is because she said she grew up having unprotected sex because she didn't know any better. Or the guys would be like, no, na lang, I'll just take off my condom, right? So we are not saying this just to prevent people from getting pregnant. There are so many more risks of having sex and you're not, you know, let's say wearing a condom.
Yeah.
But we talked about that in another episode of STDs. All right. Thank you so much, Bill, for coming on and sharing your knowledge about contraception, especially all the different contraceptives available here in the Philippines. At least our listeners will know that they can go to their barangays. They have access to contraceptives and it's their right.
Mm-hmm. If you want to know more about contraceptives, I invite everyone to go to our Facebook page, It's Okay to Delay, to know more about the different types of methods and where to get them.
Okay, cool. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you so much. Bye.